Good morning, friends. Great to be with you. If we've not met, my name is David. I'm one of the ministers here at St. John's. We're going to spend a bit of time together now just thinking through that second famous Bible reading that we had read to us a moment ago. If you have brought your Bible with you here today, obviously we're not able to hand them out at the moment with COVID restrictions. It'd be great if you open back up to Luke chapter 2. If you've got your church app, you can just use the Bible on the church app, whatever works for you. Either way, will you join me in just praying that we would have God's help to understand this passage this morning? Let's pray. Well, Father, we thank you for the birth of Jesus, and we ask now that you would help us to understand this news fully and properly, with great joy, and show us what we must do with it. And we pray this in Jesus' great name. Amen. Now, friends, those of you who know me well will tell others that I am a bit of a news junkie. I like to know what's going on. I like to listen to the news in the morning when I get up. I listen to it in the car when I drive here. And I like to listen to the news before I go to bed. And of course, there's never been a time, has there, when we have so much access to so much news. Is it that there's more going on, or is it that we're just simply more aware of it all? Now, either way, there's no doubt that 2020 has been the year of big news. Even as we gathered together a year ago in this place to celebrate Christmas 2019, we were experiencing some amazing bushfires, with Sydney at one point almost surrounded by flames. And of course, the same news bulletins that day after day reported about the fires also began to tell of a rapidly spreading virus coming out of China. In the meantime, since then, we've had other big news and even fake news. Claim and counterclaim made as the United States finally had their election. Like, who knows what the truth was about all the things said in the run-up to that one. And in all of this, I wonder if, like me, you've been saying to others, have you heard? Have you heard about the fires? Have you heard the latest about the coronavirus? Because that's what happens, isn't it, when news, good or bad, happens. It gets shared. So it is great. It's great, isn't it, that this Christmas morning, we can be certain there is still good news to be heard. It's good news for those that hear it, and good news, as we'll see, that must be shared with others. And that good news, of course, is the birth of Jesus, told us in this historical account from the pen of Luke, read for us just a moment ago. It's possible that it's familiar news for you, but it's news that I hope you won't mind hearing again and again and again, no matter who tells it to you. Because you see, there's actually a whole heap of different tellers of news here in this true story. The first ones are the angels. Now, the scene is one that many of us know well. We've heard it so often. Shepherds at night watching over their flocks, every schoolboy's favorite. And they would have done this every night. But this night takes an extraordinary turn. So verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Now, we've just got to get this clear in our minds. Angels in the Bible are not, categorically not, those cute little cherubs that you find in a Botticelli painting. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Fat toddlers with wings. Because let's face it, they are not terrifying. Well, not in that way. This, however, is something totally different. Angels in the Bible, they usually just look like people. They usually don't have wings, but for whatever reason, they are terrifying. When people realize they're in the presence of angels, they are terrified. Now, actually, we know the reason why the shepherds are terrified here. It's because we're told the glory of the Lord shone around them. In the Bible, the glory of the Lord is always terrifying. The glory of the Lord is that brilliant light that filled the Holy of Holies, that very central place in the tabernacle when it was first made by Moses over 1,000 years before these events, during the events of the Exodus. The glory of the Lord is what Isaiah, who we've heard this morning, it's what he saw in his vision of the temple in Isaiah 6. Now, on that occasion, Isaiah is so overwhelmed, he cries out, "Woe is me! The glory of the Lord, the glory of God, is the radiance of God's being. It is a brilliant expression of who he is, and he is a holy and a pure God, and it therefore terrifies those who encounter it, because it exposes us for who we are. See, we are not God. We are nothing like him. He is holy, and we are sinful. He is pure, and we are contaminated with our wrongdoing. Any sober self-assessment realizes this. As another Bible writer puts it, who can stand in his presence? So no wonder the shepherds are terrified. An angel, let alone an angel, but with the glory of the Lord shining around. Which is why what the angel says next is wonderful. Do not be afraid. I bring good news. And the word for good news here is the word that we often translate as gospel. It's a word that speaks of a wonderful announcement. And this is a wonderful announcement. What the angel says next is actually the central point of the whole account. The whole first half of chapter 2 of Luke's gospel builds around this one phrase. It rises to a peak at it and then falls away gently again. And it's this one phrase from the lips of the angels, verse 11. Today, in the town of David, and here's the very center of it, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. The very center of it, a Savior has been born. This is the good news that verse 10 will cause great joy for all the people. All the people, every single one of them. Now, look, I don't know how your Christmas present shopping has gone this year. I was chatting to someone yesterday who said they were reading some research that the blood pressure and the anxiety levels of men when they're Christmas shopping, particularly in the last few days before Christmas, there's only one other recorded event by those who research these things with the same levels of anxiety, and it's actually when World War I soldiers were going over the top in the Somme. So, you know, I don't know how it's gone for you, never mind all the extra complications that a mini lockdown has caused us. Even in a normal year, it is hard, isn't it, to find the right gift for everyone, isn't it? Downright impossible, I reckon. But here is good news for all the people. So here is a Christmas gift for every single person that has ever lived, and it is the right one for every one of us. A Savior has been born. You see, the gift that each and every one of us needs is a Savior. This is the outrageous, paradigm-breaking declaration of the angel. We all need a Savior. We all need saving. And so Jesus was born. Well, I hope at this point you're asking, what do I need saving from? And there is a lot to choose from, isn't there? So even 2020 gave us plenty of choices. Save us from bushfires. Save us from COVID. Save us from government lockdowns, maybe. Save us from Trump, some people said. Save us from fake news, others. You take your pick. But long before any of these, there was always a more basic problem. And long after they faded away, we will still have a common problem. Something that all the people need. And again, we don't have to guess what it is, because the shepherds have already shown us. Our problem is that none of us can face up to the glory of God. All of us will stand before him one day, and as our lives are laid bare before him, like the shepherds, the only sensible, rational response is fear. But here is good news. Here is great joy. Here is a Savior. And it's a remarkable Savior. It's an ironic Savior. Our problem, remember, is that we cannot be in God's glory in his presence. And so to save us, God the Father sends God the Son as a baby to be in our presence, a Savior. Now, how he saves us isn't, of course, laid out here. That comes later. That is the Easter story where the baby Jesus grows into a man who, as you know, is nailed on the cross. And as he hangs and dies there, he takes upon himself all the punishment that all the people deserve. Because, remember, we're sinners who can't stand in the glory of God. And then 3 days later, he is raised up to life to show that sin and death are finally defeated in him, in Jesus, the Savior, who was born on Christmas night. Now, to back up this claim, as though he needed to, the angel is now joined with an army of angels. And if he thought just one was scary, how about this? That word host that's there, that means army. That's regiment. A regiment of angels shows up. I imagine they have swords and the rest of that with them. And yeah, they're a great regiment because they are all singing and praising God. And the song they sing matches what has already been said. The song is "On Earth Peace to Those on Whom God's Favor Rests." And again, we've got to ask, what sort of peace? Is it peace between relatives on Christmas Day? Gosh, some of us will be praying for that hard, won't we? Is it peace in a trade war between nations? Is it peace between political parties? Again, we don't have to guess. We don't have to bring our own meaning into this text. It's right there. It's being played out right there in front of us. It is the offer of peace between God and mankind. No, actually, it's the offer of peace by God to mankind, made in the baby born that night. The offer of God's favor, as the angels put it, resting upon us. That is his undeserved kindness instead of his judgment that we deserve. What amazing news. Now that ought to be the headline every day. I put it to you, what is bigger than this? What is more important than this? And this year, look, I'm going to say, what is more important than this? Whatever gets you in the end, whether it is a bushfire or COVID or even Christmas lunch, please do bake your turkey properly. Whatever it is, this is the issue we will face. What is more important than this? And this year is a great year to make that clear. I mean, what a year of news headlines it has been. But here is the biggest of them all. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. No wonder the angels sing. And it is news that we see transforms these terrified shepherds. Now, the rest of the passage kind of just rolls away from here. It's actually all rolls away from that one peak moment where we're told the Savior is born. Just gently goes down into the valley again. The shepherds go to see the baby, who is the very best news they've ever heard. And interestingly enough, Luke almost mentions their encounter just in passing, just a breath in verse 16. It's weird, isn't it? I mean, look, I love going to see new babies, and there's often mums in the congregation that give birth. That hasn't stopped. It's carried on even during COVID. And when you visit, all the news is about birth weights and lengths and, you know, mother and baby doing fine. And so I'll take a photo and I'll share the news about the stats and so on. But there's none of that here with Jesus. Does he have his mother's eyes? We will never know. Was he crying? Doesn't matter. What was his birth weight? Not on the record. Because all the important information, we've already got that. The shepherds have got the greatest news already. And when they've made their visit, they then share that news with others. And it's actually this passing on of news about Jesus from one to the next, which is a central part of the story, a repeated theme. Just look with me for a minute at how it's recorded. So verse 15, the shepherds say, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Verse 17, when they've seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child. Verse 20, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. You see, this is the repeating theme here. The gift of Jesus himself is wrapped up in the explanation which the angel gives about Jesus. Let me say that again. The gift of Jesus is wrapped up in the explanation which the angel gives about Jesus. And it is the explanation, the good news, the gospel, that the shepherds are marveling at and then telling to others. Because you see, the great headline of Christmas is not simply Jesus is born. It's a Savior has been born. The great news is not just the baby himself. They are born all the time. But it's the rescue that the baby will carry out. So now what about us? What about you this Christmas at the end of a year full of news? What about us? Well, in a year of bad headlines, here is great news. And Luke, as he writes this, surely wants us to do two simple things. He surely wants us to do just what the shepherds did. So first, he wants us to simply rejoice at this news, to marvel at it, to realize alongside the shepherds that we cannot stand in God's glory, and yet there is still an offer of peace and God's favor upon us in and through the baby who is the Savior. Now, it could be, of course, you're sitting here this morning and you're not quite there yet. And if so, I want to welcome you. Welcome. It's great to have you here at Christmas. I'm not quite sure what made you come through the door. Maybe you were dragged along by somebody else. Maybe just curiosity. Maybe you think it's the thing you should do at Christmas. And I want to say, whatever brought you here, it's just great to have you here. But I want to say you need to do what the shepherds do here. If you're not yet convinced about Jesus, you need to do what they do when they heard the news about him. They say, let's go and see this thing. Those are their words. So I want to say to you, go and see it. Now, here's one way you can do that. We'd love to help you with that here. We run a regular course called Explore here at St. John's, all about finding out more about Jesus. So we'd love to do that with you. If you're at all interested in finding out more about Jesus, then please let us know. In these COVID times, we can't use contact cards, but email us, send us a message on the website or Facebook. Just grab one of us before you leave, and like the shepherds say, I want to go and see this thing. And we will make it happen. We've been making it happen all through 2020, even during the worst of the COVID season. And through Explore, even this year, people have come to know Jesus and become his followers, just like the first shepherds. Could that be you in 2021? We would love to hear from you. So first, like the shepherds, rejoice at the news. And then church, second, like the shepherds, tell others. Tell others, not just that the baby was born, but that it is all just as the shepherds had been told. They were told the baby is the Savior who transforms those who are terrified to stand in the glory of God. He transforms us into men and women who rejoice and thank God for offering peace and reaching out in favor. This baby is the Savior who changes us into messengers like the most glorious angels who bring the good news from the Lord God himself. So, church, let's be like the shepherds. Rejoice at the great news of the Savior and tell others. Well, 2020 has been the year of sharing big news, although hardly any of it has been good, and much of it, frankly, horrible. Have you heard about the bushfires? Have you heard about this virus in China? That's how 2020 started. But here's how it ends. Do not be afraid. I bring good news of great joy. A Savior has been born. Have you heard that good news? If so, then like the shepherds, rejoice. And like the shepherds, who will you tell? Let's pray. Do not be afraid. I bring good news of great joy. A Savior has been born. Our Father, we thank you this morning for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We acknowledge that when we stand in your presence, well, we cannot. We simply cannot live in your glory. And yet, out of great love, you sent the Lord Jesus Christ, born as a baby, to be in our presence so that we might return to yours. And so, Father, fill our hearts with joy at this news, not just the birth of the baby, but the truth about it, that he is the Savior. Perhaps even for the first time, fill our hearts with that news. And as it fills, help us to speak to others about that good news, just as those first shepherds did, and as your followers have been doing ever since. And we pray all this in Jesus' great name. Amen.